You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from the Palpably Unfair podcast on the SB Nation NFL show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Positive performance aside, Kyle, you asked me last week, this guy, I'm going to talk to you, gentle listener. I'm not going to talk to Kyle. This guy, Kyle, asked me last week, did you see the Bengals play? I covered the Eagles. The Eagles played the Bengals. And he was asking me about Joe Burrow. So let me turn back to Kyle now. Kyle, did you see Sunday Night Football?
I was asleep. I did not see what happened. I did not. I was not even sure who played. So you're going to have to fill me in, please.
So, Nick Mullins, come on down. You're the next contestant on Do You Have a Quarterback? Or maybe Do You Have a Backup Quarterback? Kyle, buddy, I spent all week singing Mullins' praises on the BGN feed. And look, I still think he's more than a serviceable spot starter. He was pressured on 58.4% of his dropbacks, a league high for week four. He wilted under that pressure. Missed some clean throws early too in the game, so it wasn't all on the offensive line. He would get benched for C.J. Beathard, who immediately marched down the field for a touchdown drive, thanks to some soft coverage from the Eagles' defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, kind of changing it up for the detriment of his defense. So you cover the 49ers. I'll lean on you for this, Kyle. What happened with Mullins on Sunday night in their L to the Eagles?
The one area where the 49ers were going to lose this game was if Mullins was under pressure and he succumbed to that pressure, and if the bright lights were just too big for him. And both of those things happened. So the very two first throws of the game, Mullins has just a giant window to hit Kendrick Bourne on a slant, misses him. On the next play, Shanahan draws a play action pass where the fullback comes clean on a wheel route.
Leak.
Great design. The linebacker trying to guard Juszczyk on the play falls down. So he's wide open, and it's him and two defenders who are probably 20 yards down the field guarding Brandon Ayuk. That's it. So at the very worst, this play is going for 50 yards and Mullins airmails it. So from then, like when you miss those throws as a player, your just confidence goes down the drain immediately. Yeah. So when I'm keeping track of these games, which was completely my idea to chart and nobody else is on this podcast, Mullins was on target for 14 of his throws, but he was off target for 10 of his throws. Like how that doesn't happen. Like quarterbacks in the NFL do not miss that much, but he was missing very poorly, very bad. He's making some terrible decisions, and even worse, he was like cement blocks for feet. Like he wasn't moving at all, and he took some sacks that he just had no business taking. Trent Williams got a bad rap, and some of the plays, if you just watch them back, they weren't really on Trent Williams, because if a quarterback takes one step up, one step to the right, one step to the left, just seriously any baby step anywhere, you don't get sacked. But It was probably one of the worst games that you'll see from a quarterback, but he's a backup, and he played like a backup. But I think you do have to give the Philadelphia Eagles some credit up front, because they came after him. They were aggressive, and they did a good job of rattling him.
Nick Mullins got sacked one in every four times he got pressured. That's how bad his pocket presence was. I just looked that stat up for you right there, Kyle. Yeah. That lets you know that a quarterback is not managing the pocket very well at all. And the Eagles can be hurt by running quarterbacks, and Mullins was definitely not a running quarterback. And when we previewed him on the QB Factory on BGN, Mark Schofield kind of couched his take in the fact that if they're able to get constant pressure on him, then Nick Mullins is gonna fold like a lawn chair. So, I mean, that's exactly what happened. I still think Mullins is actually a decent quarterback, but like you're seeing why he's not an ingrained starter. You saw why the 49ers didn't want to take trade offers for him against the Giants. It's a double-edged sword with Mullins. So that's my dud of the week. A random stat for you, Kyle, as far as like what I got to look forward to in my week. We talked a lot about the Steelers defensive line on this show. even in our first episode before the season, saying that they were going to wreck the New York Giants' offensive game plan, and they in fact did. Through 4 weeks, the Steelers' defensive line is first in pressures, second in sacks, tied third in quarterback knockdowns. By the way, these are volume stats. This is not percentage-wise. These are volume stats. Kyle, they have only played 3 games. Just about everybody else has played 4. Hands down, the best defensive line in the NFL, yes or yes?
Yes. The answer you were looking for is yes, and the only acceptable answer was yes. So even when you take it to like percentages, they are just blowing teams out of the water. So the 49ers are second in pressure percentage at 30%. They are nowhere near the Steelers. What would you guess the Steelers' pressure percentage is, pressure rate percentage?
I got to imagine with the teams that they've played that they've got to be somewhere around maybe 42%.
The Steelers are getting pressure 46% of the time this season, which is
that's wild. It's off your place.
Not fair is the best way to put it. Like, that should not be fair for a quarterback to have to essentially be pressured on every other dropback is what that's close to. Yeah, they're just getting
after
it.
So they raised the 49ers pressure rate by 50%.
Yes, yes. That sucks, man. There's nothing that you could do about that.
By the way, Carson, here's another random stat for you. Carson Wentz has a 28.0 quarterback rating when pressured this year. So a lot of people that are dunking about Carson Wentz having an okay game, and I thought he had an okay game against the Niners, then we might be in for a rude awakening coming up here against the Steelers and then the Ravens after that.
Make sure you don't miss our next conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data, which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.